Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The War of Worldviews, Choosing Connection in a Culture of Separation by Jamie Winship, is a Christian living and spiritual formation book focused on conflict, identity, fear, and relational division. Winship, known for work in law enforcement, counterterrorism, and conflict resolution, frames modern culture as shaped by an instinct for safety, efficiency, self-protection, and control. The book argues that this instinct often produces the very outcomes people are trying to avoid: anxiety, hostility, isolation, and distrust. Against that pattern, Winship presents a connection worldview grounded in the perspective of God, emphasizing trust, abundance, forgiveness, and self-emptying love. The book appears positioned for readers who want a practical theological approach to personal transformation and social reconciliation, rather than a purely political or psychological diagnosis of division. Its purpose is to help readers recognize hidden assumptions that drive separation and learn to respond to people, uncertainty, and conflict from a more faithful and relationally open posture. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, how the separation worldview turns safety and control into sources of conflict. A central idea in the War of Worldviews is that many people organize life around avoiding risk, inconvenience, uncertainty, and emotional exposure. Winship identifies this as a separation worldview because it treats the self as something that must be protected from interruption, need, dependence, and difference. The problem is not ordinary prudence or responsible planning. The problem is when safety becomes the highest value and begins to define how people interpret others. In that mode, people are categorized as useful, threatening, inefficient, burdensome, or opposed to personal goals. This creates a defensive posture before any actual conflict occurs. The reasoning is concrete if every unknown person or situation is first evaluated by whether it threatens comfort or control. Then, trust becomes rare and relationship becomes conditional. Winship connects this to broader cultural patterns of division, where scarcity, self-promotion, and certainty become social habits. The book treats conflict not only as a disagreement over issues, but as the predictable fruit of an underlying worldview. This makes the analysis distinctive because it looks beneath visible arguments to the hidden assumptions that shape fear, resentment, and distance. Secondly, the connection worldview is a theological alternative to scarcity and self-protection. Winship contrasts separation with a connection worldview, which he presents as closer to the way God sees reality. This worldview assumes that human beings are not meant to secure life through domination, withdrawal, or constant management of outcomes. Instead, it emphasizes abundance, mystery, relational openness, and love directed beyond self-interest. The contrast matters because it changes the logic of action. In a separation worldview, another person gaining influence or attention may feel like a loss. In a connection worldview, mutual flourishing is possible because life is not treated as a closed system of scarce dignity, safety, or value. Winship also links connection to the willingness to live with mystery. Certainty often functions as a defense mechanism, allowing people to avoid dependence on God or vulnerability with others. A connection worldview does not reject knowledge or discernment, but it resists the impulse to reduce people and circumstances to manageable categories. The theological claim is that love, forgiveness, and trust are not sentimental additions to faith. They are the structure of a reality in which God is already present and active. This gives the book a spiritual logic rather than merely a social preference for kindness. Thirdly, true identity as the root out of fear-driven behavior. Another major theme is the relationship between identity and fear. Winship has taught extensively that people who do not know who they are tend to live from false identities created by fear, performance, shame, or group labels. In this book, that framework supports the larger argument about worldviews. Separation is not only a cultural pattern, it is also personal. A person who believes their value depends on success, approval, ideological correctness, or control will naturally interpret threats to those things as threats to the self. That helps explain why ordinary disagreements can escalate into hostility, avoidance, or compulsive self-defense. Winship points readers toward true identity in Christ as a way to interrupt that cycle. The significance is that behavior change alone is insufficient if the underlying identity remains fear-based. A person can adopt better communication habits, yet still act from insecurity and self-protection. By making identity foundational, the book places transformation at the level of perception and allegiance, not merely technique. This also explains its relevance for addiction. Relational conflict and anxiety-destructive patterns often function as attempts to manage fear produced by a false understanding of the self. Fourthly, counterintuitive divine promptings as a challenge to efficient religious living. The book uses accounts from Winship experiences in policing, counterterrorism, and conflict resolution to illustrate a recurring pattern. The guidance of God often interrupts what appears efficient, safe, or strategically obvious. The point of these stories is not mainly adventure or professional credibility, although his background gives the book unusual settings for a Christian living title. Their deeper function is to show how separation operates through resistance. A person may sincerely want peace while still resisting a prompting that requires humility, patience, forgiveness, or contact with an enemy. Winship presents obedience as counterintuitive because it may appear to violate the priorities of control and self-preservation. This narrative method makes the argument more practical. Rather than defining connection as a vague attitude, the book portrays it as a sequence of concrete responses to interruption, uncertainty, and relational risk. The reader is invited to notice moments when efficiency or fear has become more authoritative than love. The stories also keep the book from becoming an abstract critique of culture. They connect spiritual discernment to decisions made under pressure, where worldview is revealed by what a person does when safety, reputation, or control feels threatened. Lastly, loving enemies as the practical test of a connection worldview. Winship presents love for enemies as one of the clearest tests of whether a person is living from separation or connection. It is easy to affirm connection in general terms, while still excluding difficult people, ideological opponents, or those who create inconvenience. The book argues that self-emptying love is not passive approval of harm. Rather, it is a refusal to let fear, resentment, or group identity define the other person. This has practical implications for stress and conflict. When a person approaches conflict through self-protection, the body and mind remain on alert, and every encounter becomes a potential threat. When a person acts from love rooted in God, the goal changes from winning control to participating in reconciliation where possible. The book is realistic enough to imply that this posture is demanding and often unnatural. It does not offer a simple technique for solving all conflict, and readers looking for a neutral secular model may find its theological commitment central rather than optional. Its practical value lies in forcing a concrete question: whether Christian belief changes how one treats opponents, interruptions, and people who cannot be easily managed. In conclusion, The War of Worldviews is best suited for Christian readers who are concerned about cultural polarization, personal anxiety, relational conflict, or fear-based patterns of living. It will likely appeal to people who appreciated Winship's earlier work on identity and want that framework applied more directly to the divided habits of contemporary life. The practical benefit is a set of categories that helps readers examine why they respond defensively, why they categorize others quickly, and why attempts to control life often increase stress rather than reduce it. The intellectual benefit is its reframing of conflict as a worldview problem before it is a communication problem or political problem. Compared with many Christian living books on peace, the distinctive feature is Winship's combination of identity teaching, conflict resolution experience, and emphasis on counterintuitive obedience to God. Compared with secular books on polarization, it is less focused on institutional analysis and more focused on spiritual formation, fear, and the transformation of perception. Readers should expect a theologically explicit argument rather than a general self-help program. Its strongest contribution is showing how separation can hide inside ordinary desires for safety, certainty, and efficiency, and how connection requires concrete practices of trust, forgiveness, and enemy love. If you would like to support Jamie Winship, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.